This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the thing about it is we have a recency bias of the Dallas Cowboys. So the last time we saw them was without Dak Prescott as their quarterback for nine straight weeks. And it really reflected that. And then last night, he played great. You know, and CeeDee Lamb took total ownership of it. Miles Sanders took total ownership of it. Quarterback played great. I don't want to hear any more about Dak Prescott this, Dak Prescott that. He made all the throws. He got the team in the right spot. You could actually even say that he got Jalen Carter to spit on him, I guess. But the fact of the matter is I didn't see a lot of great pass rush from either team last night. There were some moments where there was some, and there was a couple blitzes that got home. But for the most part, the Giants have the best defensive line in this division now. And I would just say with Jalen Carter playing, obviously Philadelphia is different, and they would be much better, and they would be much harder to run on. But in terms of pass players in pass rush situations, the Giants have them, and the Giants should feel pretty comfortable watching last night that, okay, we can hang with these players. We can hang with these teams.
Yeah, maybe, but I could also look at it like, because this is true, going into the year, the Cowboys and the Eagles on paper, two of the best offensive lines in the game. So you could say that it wasn't so much the lack of pass rush of both teams as much as the good offensive line play for these teams
as
well.
And supposedly the Giants' offensive line, assuming Andrew Thomas is playing, is going to be significantly better. And
can't be much worse.
No, it can't be. So I especially after the first half was over, you're like, oh man, this thing's going to get up into the 40s for both of these teams. And then I think that lightning delay basically took a lot of the momentum out of the game, and then it became a defensive slog. And, you know, of course, you have turnovers, you have drop passes. I mean, you have all the negative things that unfortunately impacted the Cowboys. I mean, they should have won the game. I felt like they were playing well. I felt like Dak was in control. I thought that they were running the ball well. I thought they were smart when Jalen Carter got kicked out of the game, that they were going to run the ball a little bit more up in between the guards. And they did a really good job with that. And then all of a sudden you have – And this is the thing that coaches just, they try, and I know this is what Aaron Glenn is trying to do with the Jets. Man, we can't make key mistakes in key spots. And the first drop by CeeDee Lamb was just incredible because it hit him right in the chest.
Yeah, bounced right up in the air. That was a big third down.
The second one, it's a tough catch. But a guy like him being paid that much money is supposed to make that catch.
Yeah. You talk about the one where he laid out?
Yes.
Yeah, that was difficult.
Then, of course, A.J. Brown has one catch, and I didn't see him reading the book on the sideline.
No, but they didn't need him a ton. It was funny because we talk so much about like the last couple of years because of the lack of preseason play. Now, the first couple of weeks are very sloppy, and teams don't look great. And this was the opposite in the first half. I mean, these teams were both in offenses, were both in midseason form. And then the second half was everything that we've seen in the first couple of weeks of the NFL season. Sloppiness and everything else. I know the delay had something to do with it.
Yeah, it did. But I also don't think that players, you can run, gassers, you can run 100-yard sprints all you want. what you can't recreate is the stress, the pressure, and the anxiety that comes along with trying to stay, you know, in shape and ready to play a full four-quarter game. And I just think that's part and parcel of what happens the first month of the season for every team. Because guys played in preseason this year more so than ever in previous preseasons. So maybe that helped in the first half. But, I mean, just four quarters of just grinded out football, going 100 miles an hour, the anxiety, the stress that comes along with that, you can't recreate that in practice, and you can't recreate that in the weight room. You can't recreate that when you're, you know, post-practice workout and trying to get yourself in shape. You just can't do it. So I think there was a little bit of that fall off, I would think, for both teams in the second half, especially offensively.
You know, it's funny. You came in and said, wow, you know, if you're the Giants, you feel like you can hang with these teams. I thought the opposite, and I know that the second half was what it was, but I looked at the Cowboys and said, this is not – you know, if the Cowboys got just run over and they were an 8.5-point underdog and they had lost by 24, I would have been like, okay, you know, even though you would think, oh, now they're going to be pissed off and now they're going to come back in their home opener and play better. But no, I saw an offense we hadn't seen for the Cowboys in a very long time because of Dak's injury. And it made me think, because I've been talking about these first two games we have, that the Cowboy game is going to be the harder one of the two because they never, ever, ever go down to Dallas and win. And there's a lot of new pieces and everything else. And they were a 3-win team last year, for God's sakes. But they better win this game now against the Commanders. And, you know, maybe it's a sophomore slump. Who knows? We could go a million different ways, glass half full, glass half empty with the Commanders. But one thing that you said about Jaden Daniels going into last year was you'd like to see him get a little stronger and put on some more muscle. And he didn't end up doing it really in that first season. He ended up having a great year. I don't know how much you've seen of him this year.
It looks great. It looks great.
He bulked up. He went from like looking like a freshman to looking like a senior in one offseason.
That's right. He actually took himself seriously. And it's one of the reasons, you know, I did this interview down in Washington yesterday, and they were just, you know, kind of asking the overall impressions of Jaden Daniels. And I said, the one thing that I appreciate about him is, number one, he listens to his mom. That's the first thing. And number two is that he is taking his position seriously. I don't know how many commercials he did. I haven't seen him in a lot of things. And then when you see him physically compared to last year, you're like, you know, this guy put the effort in. He's put the time in, and he really wants to be great. And that's something that I could appreciate, because that's the guy that you want leading your team. I mean, that's who Dak Prescott is. That's who Jalen Hurts is. Those guys want to be good. They want to be great. They want to put the effort in. They want to be the leaders. And I really was impressed by Dak last night, the way he was moving around. You know, obviously he doesn't move around like Jalen Hurts does, because Jalen Hurts runs for over 60 yards again.
Yeah,
and that's
two touchdowns.
And that's the conundrum playing against the Eagles is what he does and how he does it. And if you have man coverage in that secondary and he reads it and nobody's open, he's taken off with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very difficult offense to defend. Obviously, we saw it all last year with Saquon, and then you got Devontae Smith, and then you got A.J. Brown, and then you got Dallas Goedert, and then you got Jalen Hurts, who can run with the ball. I mean, that's why they're a favorite again to get back to the Super Bowl and come out of the NFC. But yeah, I mean, this division could be, as I mentioned yesterday, one of the top three divisions in football if the Giants actually get it together.
Just because of the quarterback. Well, the quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, I mean
three out of the four, you know what you're getting.
Sure.
We just don't know what we're getting with the Giants offense just yet, and who will end up running this thing for the entire season. Will it be split up? Will Russell hold on to it? Will Russell be able to generate enough offensive points?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the Eagles don't have that kind of pass rush that they had. Obviously, the Cowboys don't have that pass rush. So that bodes well for, I think, the Giant offense.
Yeah, I mean, true. And I understand that Jalen Carter is an interior defensive lineman. But, I mean, losing him changes everything. Because you're talking about
suspended for a game at least.
I'm thinking he probably will be. It'll be a significant fine. I mean, there's no excuse. Whether he thought that Dak Prescott was spitting near him or whatever it was, there's just absolutely no excuse. That's one of the most disrespectful things you can do.
That's right, and what a way to start an NFL season.
Yeah, I know.
God, here's your championship team, one of their best players, walking up to a Dallas Cowboy quarterback and spitting on him.
Yeah, so think, before there's an offensive play run in the game, you've got a penalty, you've got an injury, and you've got an ejection.
Right.
That was just incredible.
Yeah, it looks like an ACL injury for that special teams player for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not sure his name, but I think it was a running back or a fullback.
Fullback, yeah.
And, yeah, and then next thing you know, this I cannot believe that Jalen Carter did this. I mean, I was incensed by it. You know, and you go back to, like, all the issues that he had at Georgia, and one of the reasons, well, he fell in the draft to number 9. I mean, that's not really falling, but he would have been a top 5 pick. And then this happens, and you just... This is why they do all the, you know, interviews. They go into a person's background, all those different things. And you just never know when it's going to show up. But, you know, the Eagles won a Super Bowl with him and because of him.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're going to take all of this crap.
Well,
happens.
Like, you hadn't heard too much about him negatively since, obviously, the issues that he had and bad ones in college. I mean, since he's been in the NFL, he's done nothing
but
been.
Bad ones in college? Somebody died?
Yeah, I said I know, but I mean, obviously, it's a bad one. I mean, it was awful. I mean,
he's,
what do you want to say?
He's lucky to be where he is. And
but my point is that in the NFL, you haven't heard much from him in the NFL until last night. So it's not as if he has been this problem for the Eagles. He's been a major positive for them. Last night, it was just unacceptable what happened.
Yeah, I always think back to Coach Cowher and how he felt about the NFL and how fortunate you are to make it to the NFL and how you should respect the NFL and respect the players, respect the process. And, you know, when you're putting on a uniform of a particular team, and maybe this is like the mindset of a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, that, you know, you're representing your team, your family, you're representing the city of Pittsburgh, and you're representing all those great players that went before us. So I want players that are going to follow through on that kind of character and that kind of respect for the game. And, you know, that was the first thing I thought of last night. It was like, I wonder what Coach Cowher just thought of that.
We know what he thought of that.
Yeah, I mean,
he's still this morning, like, pacing around. He hasn't gone to bed.
He probably hasn't.
Can't believe. You see that? Oh, my God.
It's the worst. I mean, like, spitting on somebody like that, that is the worst.
Do you think the Philadelphia Eagle fan, since they ended up winning the game last night, it didn't impact a win or a loss, love the fact that Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott? Like, I can guarantee you that there will be a still image of the spit flying through the air between Jalen Carter and Dak Prescott and put on a T-shirt that will be sold in the parking lot at Lincoln Financial Field next week. Like, that Philadelphia Eagle fan, because they won the game. If they lost the game, they would have been pissed. I can't believe it. It was stupid idiot. Because they won the game, that's now going to be like an iconic image for the Philadelphia sports fan.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it because it kind of fits.
Yeah.
You know,
we got an Eagle spitting on a Cowboy.
Reputation.
Yeah. We hate the Cowboys. He's spitting on the Cowboy quarterback. Does it get any better than that?
No,
that's what they're thinking.
Well, that's they can think that.
Those but animals.
Be interesting to see what the NFL does here, what Troy Vincent does, and it was John Runyon, his former Eagle, I guess.
Well, yeah, Troy Vincent, former Eagle too, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, like, I cannot believe that an NFL game opening night, that's one of the first scenes you see after all the buildup. You know, NBC had everybody there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a huge buildup. It's a huge celebration of the Eagles championship last year. And that's like one of the first things.
It really was. It's just like apropos for people who have issues with the way that the games go. You know, penalty, injury, fracas, ejection. Okay, now we can have our first play of the game outside of the kickoff.
I wasn't overly surprised. I don't think Chris and Mike really got into it much. They did touch on it, but man, I just would have been livid.
Yeah.
I would have been, as an announcer doing that game, I would have been livid at that moment and looking at and seeing what that was. And this is how we're kicking off the NFL season.
Yeah. Is it Devin McCourty, I guess, is the one that's on the panel there. For NBC, he went after him pretty good at halftime.
And good for Devin. But, you know, the thing is, I didn't watch halftime because the Yankees have figured out a new way to score runs.
Mm.
And somebody's got to explain this to me. I don't know if you saw this because I flipped that back over to the Yankee game and somewhere in there. And all of a sudden, the Yankees scored a second run on a pitch clock violation.
Oh, yeah.
When there were 12 seconds left on the pitch clock and was it Volpe who was up, called timeout, and the umpire granted the timeout, and then all of a sudden the umpire comes out of the back and says, now pitch clock violation, 12 seconds left on the pitch clock, and the Yankees had bases loaded, and it was 3-2.
Well, there you go.
And they scored. That was the second run of the night that they scored with the pitch clock violation.
Hey, whatever it takes to beat the Astros.
Yeah, but what I understand,
2 out of 3.
The first one, yes. The second one, I still don't have. I don't know if I didn't read anything this morning. I got caught back up in the football game, but I have. Espada, right? He's the manager of the
Joe Espada.
Yeah, Joe Espada. He comes out, and I would have been livid. I would have been screaming. Like, I'm looking at the pitch clock. It says 12 seconds on it. You're coming out as the umpire, and you're getting buzzed by who's ever buzzing you.
Mm.
And it's not matching up, and we're giving up a run.
Yeah.
That was like one of the weirdest things that I had ever seen.
Well, they needed more than just that one run, the Astros, last night.
I know that, but I'm just saying that one run also kind of changes the momentum of the game.
2 out of 3. Went in there, smacked them around. Pretty good stuff for the New York Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.